It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Well, you are now hearing the voice of one of our favorite guests. Satyam Shah is the VP of Operations of Manhattan Mini Storage, which is one of my, it's like my second home these days. I mean, during COVID, all I've been doing is going through closets and cleaning stuff out. And then I go over to Manhattan Mini and then I come back and I find a box of stuff there I wanted to bring home. And I mean, and I, while I was there, I was like, I should visit you because you live there.
This again. Well, thank you for so much.
I love hearing this again, as if living in a storage unit is such a regular thing.
In a storage building.
A storage building is such a regular thing. All right. Well, before we talk about Manhattan Mini Storage and all the wonderful things you guys do and what you have planned, and if you have any specials, we want to talk about it. How's it been for you during COVID living in a Manhattan Mini Storage building?
It's been certainly crazy, like I'm sure the experience is for everybody else. The one cool thing is, though, at least being in a storage building, I'm close to the employees that work here, so I do at least get to see them frequently. And I do go out and make my visits, so it's nice. But obviously, in general, it's been crazy. But I did actually get married during the pandemic, so this
in the storage unit.
I heard
unit?
You say wife. I know. Congratulations.
In the storage unit.
This happened a few months ago.
Was she in the next storage unit? Is that how you met?
It was a romance made in storage. Absolutely.
Did you get married in suite number 2A? Did you get married there?
We actually we got married at a drive-in movie theater a couple hours north of the city. And
is that where she lives? Not,
it was. What was that?
I said, "Is that where she lives?"
Believe it or not, we actually our plan was to get married at a drive-in movie theater before the pandemic, before drive-in became the hottest thing since 1952.
I picture that's where she lives, and you live in the storage unit. You're arguing over whose place you should get married in.
You flipped a coin.
Flipped a coin.
There were no 10x10s available for the wedding, so we had to make backup plans.
So that's actually a really clever place to get married, because that way people just drive up and they're able to stay in their car and be safe during COVID?
We have to modify, like I said, that was the plan before the pandemic to get married at this drive-in, and we still actually had sort of a 20-person wedding where we weren't in our cars, so it was just, but we had a lot of space and we were able to kind of pick the movies afterwards, so it was a really cool experience.
Oh wait, so after then you guys watched movies?
We did, yeah.
Oh my nice. God! Wait, what do you watch on your wedding day?
In fact, my colleague is actually the one who married us, and in a very weird twist of events, I guess my wife had worked for the company a decade ago and has been gone for about a decade, so she didn't spend a lot of time there. But he still had all of her performance. performance ratings available that to go back and do research for his speech as the
now that's funny.
That must have been hilarious.
And then you had your own performance review of her ready to go too.
Actually, she got the promotion that I wanted back all those years ago over me, so I don't even know how we ever ended up together, because I resented her deeply for a long time.
You put away your bitterness.
Yes.
Oh, that's well. Congratulations! What some good news to come out of COVID finally. I mean, every time we turn around, someone's telling us a horror story or something terrible. So I'm glad that you had a wedding, you got married, and it was safe, and everybody was happy and healthy.
We've been very fortunate and blessed, for sure.
That's great. And did she move in with you? I mean, where do you live now?
She's been, well, that's also part of the irony is that she didn't necessarily leave on the best of terms with the organization. But
so you can live there, but she can't.
All these years later, we've been living together in our storage building for a number of years. So it was just kind of, it's our little joke, I guess. Now I guess
right. that's great. It's a beautiful story. But yeah, I can imagine, like, Anthony and I, we've been fired by the best, and we were, but I can imagine, like, one of the stations in the past that we'd gotten fired from, then having to go back there. It's probably really awkward. Yeah.
And then living there.
To live there.
Inhabiting.
Yeah. We're going to go live at that station, Cooper. No, no.
No, we couldn't do it. She must really love you. But other than that, so how have you been doing during COVID? Like, how have you been? I mean, I don't know how you can. Can you work? Are you working from, are you doing Zoom? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I oversee a lot of our operation, and yes, a good part of my job can be done from home. And however, I do still visit locations and make sure that, you know, everyone's happy, everyone's okay. You know, certainly early on, you know, you want to kind of gauge a sense of just the sentiment out there. You know, things are really scary for a while, and so.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure
especially here
out
in
there.
New York. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really, and I want to make sure I'm yeah, I never left the city. I never, you know, did anything like that. And so I stayed here, hunkered down the apartment, but also just continued to go out there and make sure I, you know, just show a sign of support and being there with our employees. So it was it's been a good experience, and we've been very fortunate as an organization in regards to the effect the pandemic's had on us.
You guys have been like my other family during the pandemic, because it's the only place I've been able to go that I feel safe, you know, because the good thing about Manhattan Mini Storage is they're all over the city. I mean, they're everywhere. So there's no situation that you would go there and there'd be tons of people. I mean, especially I usually go on the overnights, or I go, you know, it's 24 hours, at least mine is. So I like the fact that I did not leave the house for months except to go to Manhattan Mini Storage, mm-hmm. except to like,
true.
Yeah, to maybe get in a cab, bring some stuff. Or just, I actually biked up there one day and brought my boyfriend and made him carry stuff back.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we made sure we kept your 24-hour location 24 hours, because obviously we had discussions about reducing hours and other things like that. But I'm very proud to say that, throughout the entire pandemic, first of all, we were deemed an essential business. So,
is that right?
And not only did we not reduce a single operating hour, not a single employee was laid off or furloughed or anything like that. Not a single hour was reduced from our employees as well. So we've been very fortunate, and I've been proud of the reaction, our reaction for our employees as well, and while balancing the ability to keep them safe.
Yeah, I mean, you guys complied immediately. You walk in, there's wipes and hand sanitizers, yeah. and everything is just super, super clean. Like, it's usually clean, but it's like really clean. And now in the offices, you have everything is 6 feet apart. Like, you can't even stand next to anybody if you wanted to. And everyone's, it's not that many people there when I go, but I'm sure during the day it's a little more crowded. But it seems like it's a safe place. I feel safe.
Yeah. I mean, storage in general is a fantastic, you know, it's a good place to actually be a consumer, or to go and visit your storage unit, because you're talking about these buildings that are 100,000 square feet. And you're probably not going to see your neighbor or maybe even anybody on the floor at the same time. And so it's very easy to socially distance and all that. So it's just, you know, it's not like a supermarket where you're grabbing for the same can of beans at the same time or something.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a good business where you can continue doing what you normally do without having to sort of interact closely with other people.
Yeah. And I've been forced to, sorry, Anthony, I see you had to say something, but this is my whole thing the whole time I've been under quarantine is that, especially in New York when we couldn't do anything, you know, like you sit around, you're like, I should do that closet. I should probably like make more space. You know, I do have that junk drawer. And I finally got to all that stuff, you know, and I finally got to all those boxes that, you know, what my mom was keeping in her house with my baby stuff, you know, that I wanted to like bring back up there or whatever. I finally got all that stuff done, and I'm not doing much right now. So that was kind of a real sense of accomplishment. You know, now I have like a whole empty closet so that when stores are open back up, I can go buy more stuff and shove it in there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is actually the time of year for storing your things, right? I mean, spring cleaning's around the corner. But more than that, I mean, just as an insider info or a little insider tip, is that this is literally the time of year in our industry where prices are probably at their lowest. You can pick up a closet for you know, a sort of a small personal closet for less than $20 a month.
And, what? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so, and you know, you've got all these holiday gifts. Your Aunt Judy has given you the same French press again for like the third year in a row. And so you take some of those extra things and you can start sort of, you know, cleaning out your apartment and making some extra space for yourself. I mean, this is absolutely the time of year for it, between the prices and just getting all this extra stuff around the holidays between Christmas and Hanukkah. So this is that time for that.
How long are the contracts? So if you want to get a closet, let's say for $20 a month, how long is that contract for?
Yeah, so I mean, generally our lowest rates start around $29, but we do also offer promotional pricing to start. So it could be 50% off for a few months. It could be 20% off for 6 months. And so the contracts typically, though, if you're not getting some type of discount, like, so for example, currently we have a 20% off for 5 months. All you have to stay is 5 months. But if you don't even take that, the contracts are just month to month. So you pay for it as long as you want to keep it for.
And I've noticed, like, I've been there for years, and I'm always able to renegotiate. I've noticed, like, I've had months that it's like, if I can get a smaller space or if I want to, like, upgrade, like, whatever. And I've been able to renegotiate the amount of money I can pay per month. So that's, I like that you guys, you know, you're a family owned and operated company, which is another reason. That's been a big thing of mine here in New York, especially, like, again, since COVID, because all these big giant companies are opening, all these little tiny shops are closing. So I make sure that I get my coffee at Everyman on 13th Street. I make sure I go to Warsaw Hardware instead of, you know, the big box stores. You know, for me, it's really important as a New Yorker to help my fellow New Yorkers stay in business, you know, during a time when it's really hard to stay in business.
Yeah. And yes, we are family owned and operated. And you're clearly, by the way, a very savvy customer. I mean, the one thing we've always asked our customers is simply just communicate, right? If the price is too
I'm
much,
cheap. I'm cheap is what it is.
Well, we're here for the cheap as well. So, you know, if the price is too high for you or if the pandemic has affected you financially and you're behind on your bills, you know, give us a call, like talk to us. We're humans. We're willing to have human interaction and human conversation with you. And we can work things out. We've done that for thousands of customers during this pandemic. You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I personally have had it. It hasn't been so bad for me, but that's not the same case for other New Yorkers. And we're a New York City organization. We are a New York City institution. And so we understand we're here for New Yorkers. So, you know, instead of, you know, there's obviously customers that don't want to talk to us because they're embarrassed or whatever. But if you reach out to us, whether you're a current customer or somebody who needs the extra space, if you reach out to us, we're willing to have that human conversation with you to work out something that works for you.
Oh, that's great, Satyam. That's really nice to know. That's really good. What, you know, it's funny because it's perfect timing. Yesterday, Anthony and I were talking about what amount of money would send you back into a store. Because I was with some friends and I was with my mom actually, and there was a Target store and we were overcharged $3.25. We had a whole debate over whether it was worth going back into Target during COVID and opening ourselves up to, like, you know, being around people again. Like, we didn't even want to go to begin with, but she had, you know, my mother's like crazy with Target. So what is there an amount of money that you would definitely not, like, what's the line? What would send you back into a store to be like, you overcharge me?
I am actually very cheap like you, Cooper. So the bar is pretty low in that regard. you know, I made this mistake. I had bought my wife a record, some vinyl that I actually bought from Target, by the way, for Christmas. And then immediately after going back to the apartment, I realized, oh crap, I bought this for a couple of years ago, the same record. And so it was probably only like $19-$20, but I did go back and stand in the line of probably about 100 people a couple of days before Christmas to return it. So I did that in the suburbs, but yeah, I mean, the bar is pretty low for me.
Okay, that's good. So yeah. I'm not the only one, because Anthony is
no, there's
different.
No way I'm standing in a line with 100 people for $20. I mean, that's 2 hours of your day. That means your time is only worth $10 an hour. There is no way I'm doing that.
I do that calculation all the time, and I embarrass myself, by the way. I mean, just the value of my time. And but I mean, on the flip side, my wife and I have avoided the allure of outdoor dining or indoor dining and things like that. And so we're not those people that are out there on Halloween and whatever doing crazy things. So at the same time, we have managed to remain safe and smart about our choices.
Right, that's
for the
good.
Most part. You know, almost $19 is involved.
So I saw something really interesting. The last time I was at Manhattan Mini, which is, I'm telling you, like when I tell you I go to Manhattan Mini Storage a lot, I go
she
a
does.
Lot. And I've noticed that I never saw this before. There's a section of people in the city that have storage units that are like specific businesses. Like one day I was there, I saw a guy pull up with like an air conditioning truck. And he was like unloading big boxes of his air conditioning stuff that he, because it's, you know, winter now, he doesn't need it. So he was bringing that stuff up. And then I saw one of those cart guys that has all the sodas and drinks and stuff. And he was bringing up all of his stuff. What percentage of your business are businesses or other businesses?
Yeah, you know, it's a fantastic question. It's kind of hard to tell because not all of them are incorporated businesses or rent under businesses. Like if you're the Central Park bubble guy, right? For example, he's a customer, and you know he's renting under his name, so it's really hard for us to sort of get the data on that. But we believe 35 to 40% of our customers are actually businesses, and in fact, those are a good portion of the people that have reached out to us because we even have seasonal businesses, right? If you're somebody who's got tchotchkes and ornaments you make for the holidays, and you sell in Union Square for a 30-day period or whatever it is, you know, typically those people are coming over renting and putting their supply and their inventory in storage for that time period. And so there is a huge percentage of our customers are businesses, but it's not always very easy to tell.
Interesting. Well, Satyam Shah, we always love having you on. You always know so many interesting things. You're fun to talk to. And, you know, my feeling, like I feel like I'm part of the Manhattan Mini Storage family because I've been using your services and talking about you guys for so long. I just thank you so much for being so kind to me, and thank you for letting me feel like a part of your family rather than a customer.
Well, we love having you in our family, and just I want to say to anybody out there, if you've got New Year's resolutions for cleaning out your apartment for the first time in a long time, you've got time now, you got great prices, and please come out. We'll help you out. We'll help make your apartment the apartment you've always dreamed it'd be. And thank you for having me again. It's always a blast.